inner hall of life.
Around and be like, ninja, we made it. Ninja, we made it. Came a long way. Now it's ours for the taking.
Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of two black polyamorous women living in New York City.
We identify as hoes.
Yes.
I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam. You can follow along to this show using the hashtag Inner Ho Uprising.
Yeah.
And wherever you use hashtags. Today's fan of the week can be Nick.
Nick!
He snapped me a cool picture of him listening to Inner Ho Uprising in his car.
That's where that was from.
And then we had a little debate about Johnny Depp and Chris Brown and stuff like that.
Oh.
I think we came to an understanding in the end. Our first segment is entitled Fuck That. It's about current events.
Yeah! Hit me.
Trigger warning for discussions on rape and sexual assault.
I want to show people that one night of drinking can ruin two lives, you and me.
Two lives, you and me. You are the cause,
I am the effect. You have dragged me through this hell with you, dipped me back into that night again and again. You knocked down both our towers. I collapsed at the same time you did.
If you think I was spared, came out unscathed, that today I ride off into sunset while you suffer the greatest blow, you were mistaken.
So I guess a story that's been buzzing around everywhere is the Brock Turner.
Boo! Fuck him! Fuck him! Right. He can die. He can rot in hell.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a shit lord.
He's a shitty piece of shit.
Shit monster.
So for those of you, I'm sure people, it's been trending.
You know.
Everybody, you know. I didn't really know the details of the case until I like read the letter. So here's just the... Some points of the case, just like the factoids. He was a Stanford student, California. Yes. He was on some fucking swim team. So the rape itself took place in January.
Mm-hmm. Of 2015.
Yeah, 2015. He was charged with the intent to commit rape of an intoxicated, unconscious person, penetration of an intoxicated person, and penetration of an unconscious person.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those are different things, you know, but that's law for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the verdict was unanimous. Everybody was like, yeah, he did this.
This motherfucker's guilty.
And he got off on a very short sentence.
So he was actually supposed to be, like, the jury suggested 6 years, right? Mm-hmm. And then the judge was like, welp, it should be 6 months because he's a good kid and this might fuck up his life. Yeah. And then after that, he then again shortened it to 3 months and no one even knows where or why that happened.
And, like, fuck that.
Yeah. No, fuck it all.
What the hell? So basically, this woman, 23 now, 22 at the time, she's hanging out with her sister who was going, it was like the last night she was going to see her sister. So she was like, oh, let me go with my sister to a frat party. So they go and she just had a party. She drinks too much, or more than she can handle, blacks out. And she wakes up in the hospital, and she's given, goes through the whole rape kit situation. She's not quite sure what actually happened to her for a long time. She just knows that there was some form of a sexual assault, because she realizes that her underwear is removed, and pine needles in her hair, and they're, like, probing, and, like, she's going through a whole... Her description of the rape kit is, like...
Scary.
It seems painful.
Yeah.
It's very painful.
Yeah.
I hope those people are fucking gentle as they're...
Because
even when I go to the gynecologist, they're, like, poking me with that stuff for... It seems rough. And so she finds out exactly what happened from, like a local newspaper.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of her, like, I guess she's, like, blurkled out her genitals, but she's, like, behind a dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she's, like, found, or it's like, a picture.
Like, she's on the hospital gurney in the picture.
Yeah.
Then they actually... recount the details of what happened after she was found or whatever, and she didn't even know that, which is weird because, like, why didn't anyone tell her? Yeah. And then also there had been a week since that happened or whatever, and no one had called her in that time or whatever to tell her what was going on.
Yeah, so there's no fucking care there, you know?
Yeah, so somewhere in between when she was blacked out or whatever, Brock is, like, with her or whatever.
Brock is with her, and these two Swedish exchange students are, like, biking by, and they describe seeing a man, like, thrusting at Just, I don't even
know. He's thrusting his body on top of a woman, an unconscious woman behind a dumpster.
And so they go in and they like, tackle him. Yeah. Because he starts to run. And then Brock is arrested.
Yeah.
And then Year of Law things happen that bring us to this verdict. So, yeah. And so it's like, it's reading her story and then reading him recounting the event. It's so, like, it's so clear and apparent that he's fucking guilty. Aside from the fact that, one,
his story also changed from
the
beginning to when he was actually, like, on trial or whatever.
Yeah, a year later, she suddenly says, like, yes. Like, consents yes.
Yeah, to everything.
And then, like, he also says stuff like, you know, if I had known, like, if I had known she was going unconscious or was close to that, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have continued. But, like, what the fuck are you doing if someone is, like, on the verge of
unconsciousness? I don't think that's how alcohol even works.
No, like, someone is slurring, incoherent, can't understand, he probably isn't responding.
Yeah, she's not going to be, like, super conscious, and then all of a sudden, one moment later, completely blackout, unconscious, drunk to the point where she doesn't remember anything. Yeah. To the point where two Swedish guys on bikes saw you.
Fucking raping humping. Her.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, he's a liar.
Yeah, and the idea is, like, why is your first instinct to run? And he describes it as, like, they were fooling around by the dumpster because they had both fallen by accident and decided to just lay there
together. Exactly. That's what he
says. And then he says that his stomach started to hurt and that she was surprised that he had, he was like, oh, he's like, oh, my stomach hurts, and he, like, goes, I guess, to throw up somewhere is what he says. And she's just like, oh, like, disappointed? She's not gonna be doing that shit if she's that close to being blacked out in his story. It just doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Yeah, like, his story is at once playing off the fact that she doesn't remember anything, you would assume that she's blackout drunk, but also playing off the fact that she was able to consent and say all these things, and that she, quote-unquote, liked it and stuff. And she, like, gave him a back rub. It's just all stupid.
Just very much.
He's lying.
Yeah, and when you read it, it sounds like such a fucking lie. It's very much like you had to write this up and have several people insert, like, the right things to say.
Yeah.
Like, it was a typical whatever night. I was hanging out with the guys, and I was in college, and, you know, I thought college life was all about... It's like he's clearly, like, making a case, like, I'm just the average guy, and, like, drinking culture, and, like, the guys I looked up to were drinking that night, too, and I saw them also getting intimate at the party, too. And I thought, oh, this is what I should do.
Yeah.
But were any of your fucking friends raping a girl behind a dumpster?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're not following their footsteps. Like, I don't know if you, like, saw people. Like, what example are you actually following if you were doing exactly what everybody else was doing? Why is it was a strange, like, rape
party? I mean, there is... strange rape party. There is rape culture, though. And, like, fraternities do see that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so.
You're right.
But the way that he depicted it, as if it was just, like, just the things that college students do.
Yeah, he was like...
It's definitely not that.
These are the logical... Yeah, he made it seem so logical.
That is terrible. But so is the fucking judge.
Yeah. Like, what is it that if... Like, what is your... Like, you're abusing your... Clearly, you're abusing your power. He's also... I think he's done this before. I think he's also... I can't bring that up because I didn't read that article. It was like...
He seems to do favors for people. Like, his...
Yeah.
Brock Turner's dad was in contact with the judge. I don't know what the extent of their relationship was or whatever, but I'm pretty sure it's, like, a boys' club type thing or whatever. Also, he's a judge that gets elected by the people, so... You know, if one person who needs a favor gives him money the next time he runs for election... These are all the things...
You have to pay those people back.
Exactly.
So, this... Her letter, I think, is, I feel like it's just, it's very powerful. She goes for so much, so many elements of rape culture, of individual accountability, of what, things like saying that her, putting her life on hold, like, you think this affects you? Like, she's, like, driving home and every day she would have a scheduled place to go scream. And that was, like, a detail that she, like, all her details are so, like, ooh. Trying to tell, like, midway through telling her mom that she was okay, her mom has to catch her because she's passing out. Her boyfriend asking her, hey, did you make it home okay last night?
Yeah.
And, it's just a lot. Her sister feels more guilty about letting this happen.
Than Brock does.
These are air quotes, letting this happen.
Than Brock does for actually doing it to her.
I love the way she, one of her conclusions, because she, like, concluded and then kept concluding.
Yeah.
Said, to conclude, I want to say thank you to everyone from the intern who made me oatmeal when I woke up at the hospital that morning, to the deputy who waited beside me, to the nurses who calmed me, to the detective who listened to me and never judged me, to my advocates who stood unwaveringly beside me, to my therapist who taught me to find courage and vulnerability, to my boss for being kind and understanding, to my incredible parents who teach me how to turn pain into strength, to my grandma who snuck chocolate into the courtroom throughout this to give to me, my friends who remind me of how to be happy, to my boyfriend who is patient and loving, to my unconquerable sister who was the other half of my heart, to Layla, my idol, who fought tirelessly and never doubted me. Thank you to everyone involved in the trial for their time and attention. Thank you to girls across the nation that wrote cards to my DA to give to me. So many strangers who cared for me. It's just like, I realized that really touched me. It just showed me that it's like, it's so important to show victims love, yeah. Especially when they step up and they're going through these re-traumatizing events.
Totally.
Like, there's so many ways you can show your support. Like, if you can't march or you can't just like believe the person.
Yeah. First and foremost.
Yeah. Believe them and be kind.
Yeah.
And even if you can't do a lot, you're not contributing to the conditions that make rape culture shitty. Mm-hmm. You're helping it out.
Mm-hmm. You had sex with a ghost?
A ghost. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. Tell me about it.
I moved into this house. I bought this mansion in Georgia. So this was a really, really spooky place. But yes, one time I woke up and yeah, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost.
Whitney Houston's ex-husband Bobby Brown recently wrote a book called Every Little Step, My Story.
Shitty title.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like, I really want to, I appreciate that you have a life. But just don't title it like that, please. Because I have to laugh at everything that you consider important to you.
He's Bobby Brown.
So in his book, he says, in my bedroom. Oh, he's living in, this happened when he was living in a mansion in Atlanta, owned by this guy named like Michael Thevis, mm-hmm. who's known as the Scarface of porn. Mm-hmm. So he says that in my bedroom, I had a big round bed with a mirrored ceiling looming above. I always slept in the nude. So one night I woke up to the sensation of a woman on top of me. I looked up and in the mirror, I could actually see a white woman straddling me on the bed. The sensation felt exactly like sex. I could feel my penis inside of her and everything. It was not a dream. I was definitely awake while it was happening. Mad defensive. All of a sudden, she was gone, leaving me alone and incredibly excited and terrified at the same time. And,
good for you.
Definitely was just, like, in that, like, half awake, half asleep thing.
The hallucinatory stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've had moments where, like, I met this guy I had a crush on in high school. I had a dream that I was making out with him, and I woke up, and I felt like I was...
I'm definitely making out with him right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Definitely making out with Vlad.
It was, his name is Cameron. I don't know where he is, and no one knows him, so it's fine. And
he's in your dreams.
He was, like, 4 years old. Like, he's just been gone since forever. Mm-hmm. And, like, I woke up, and I was like...
Oh. So he just took that and extended it.
Yeah.
Way the fuck out.
But I think what's funny to me.
It was a white woman on top of me.
Yeah, it was a white
woman. That's always like, is she white because she's a ghost or is she a Caucasian woman?
Yeah, what kind of white are you?
Or is she Caucasian ghost?
Bum, exactly, bum, bum. Exactly. You can't be both at the same time.
I don't know, I'm just really disgusted by it all. Like the thought of a ghost just humping someone in the middle of the night, like
that's something else.
I guess he sleeps naked too. Because like, why was his dick out?
Yeah, why was his dick so out?
Exactly. To be inside of her.
You know? Although,
like, you can get hard in your boxers and it's just still like,
yeah,
swinging around in your boxers.
Yeah. Yep. Like, why is it just sticking straight up into the sky?
Exactly.
Unless that's how your dick goes.
Was there ghost fluid on his dick? Was she wet?
Would a ghost get wet?
I don't know. And then all of a sudden she was just gone.
Yeah, like, I just don't get how ghosts work.
Racist time 2016.
There's going to be an endless amount
of ghosts. Fuck him and then go to the afterlife. That'll show him. Show your cheating ex what's really up.
It makes sense that he would have this kind of dream. Mm-hmm. And so a little further investigation revealed that this is like the home of like this guy named Michael Thevis, mm-hmm. who's known as the Scarface of porn. Mm-hmm. And so basically, dude was fucking crazy. Not like crazy, crazy. So basically he's this guy, comes from a Greek Orthodox family. living somewhere in the world in the U.S.
Not Greece.
Not Greece. Yeah. And, you know, he grew up, he was poor. He like, had to drop out of college because he was super poor. Started working at a newspaper stand. Then, eventually, he had three kids and a wife. Mm-hmm. Gave birth to three kids and a wife. and he was still
hello,
poor.
Wife, child, yes.
And, oh, no. And so, and he was, like, things aren't going well. He was, like, looking over his, like, business shit and was like, Playboy. He's not selling a lot of Playboy, but it's, like, making up, like, a lot of his net profits. Like, he's making the most of his money off of Playboy. So he starts, like, doing...
Like, he's selling the magazine.
Yeah, and that just ends up... He's like, oh, people like these, obviously.
People like porn.
So he starts distributing porn, like, illegally. And somehow, you know, somebody in some sort of mob. Mm-hmm. And he begins to, like, distribute... Like, so he starts to distribute hardcore porn first. Mm-hmm. Then someone, like, some mobster's like, hey, you gotta do this on a wider thing. And he mm-hmm. befriends this guy. And he starts to distribute, like... porn like across the different newsstands. He just works it out. Yeah. And so that's how it like begins. And then he's getting mad money from this. Mm-hmm. And so then he starts doing, there's like these like circus things, like these peep shows where it was like kids cartoons and whatnot, or kids like, you just look in and you peek and you see stuff. And he's like, oh, let me buy these old machines mm-hmm. and use them to do like peep show porn. So he like buys up these fucking machines, and across the country he's like doing all these like peep porn
shows. Is he the reason for that? Like, why they're in sex shops and stuff?
That I'm not sure of. It didn't say he was, like, the originator, mm-hmm. but I wonder where he got the idea from. That would be crazy if he was, though.
That'd be amazing. And
then, eventually, he was, like, distributing 40% of the porn in the U.S.
That's crazy.
And then
that is actually very amazing.
500 fucking, like, porn bookstores. Mm-hmm. He was, like, dealing with some other gangsters, mm-hmm. and he killed some people.
So like, why did he kill people? You just have to when you're that in it.
Right?
When you own 40% of something, some deaths occur.
Yeah, in the whole country.
Yeah.
So he killed some people he was doing business with, mm-hmm. went to jail, broke out of jail. Fuck. And then one of the mobsters he was working with got arrested, and he was like a minor mobster, mm-hmm. so he informed on him. And I see. It just his life didn't go well for him after
sounds
that.
Like a great film.
And so yeah.
Needs to be a
and
film.
So that is why Bobby Brown is having these fucking like dreams. You didn't see a fucking ghost.
He said that he used to see naked white women walking around the mansion.
Like, were you high, sir?
This is pre-drugs Bobby Brown, according to that article. Right. But I don't know.
And it's like,
Bobby Brown's been on drugs for a real long time.
Oh, it's like acid flashbacks. Like, you're still high. You've been high since you stopped. You'll be high for a while.
Yeah, man.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's like, was it a ghost, or was it just like a curtain over something that looked like a nipple? And you were like, oh, that's the history of this
My
place.
My dick's hard.
They know that there's a serial killer that's been murdering women for 25 years, and they plan to tell no one.
Serial killer who preyed on black women has been sentenced to death.
It's also grim. It's like a good thing, but it's just like, this man is dying, those women are dead.
So many, yeah, right, that is really grim. I hate the death penalty, but I don't mind that he's getting it. So, Lonnie David Franklin Jr., also known as the Grim Sleeper, yes, the Grim Sleeper. So between, I don't know, the early 80s, 1985 to 2007, he had committed a series of murders. He was a serial killer. He often targeted black women. They were all black women. Usually people who were addicted to drugs or sex workers. He shot most of the women, strangled some of them. But the interesting thing about this case is that he, like, went on killing and no one ever stopped him because the police department wasn't paying attention to him. A couple of reasons for that. This happened during the crack cocaine epidemic of the 80s or whatever, and it was in LA, so there was just a lot of killing happening, so that might have diverted police attention.
They wouldn't have thought it was a pattern of things.
Not even that, because they did know it was a pattern, but that was just like, you know, when the police department is like bogged down with stuff.
Oh, they prioritize.
Yeah, exactly. They prioritize that. And then also, for some reason, there were several other serial killers operating in the same place at the same time.
Oh,
what the fuck is up with that? That makes no sense. For example, Michael Hughes and Chester Turner were big names at the time, and they are both on death row right now.
It's like serial killer celebrities.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is happening?
It's like, this is our time. We're finally good.
That's really disturbing, though.
It is. It's a lot of death. It's a lot of murder.
I think that, in the general, the 80s was kind of like that, though. There was, like, I Am Sam, like, the Summer of Sam killings over here and stuff. It's just weird. Sam Thank God killings? That's happening now.
Your name is Sam.
No, the person who was killing was Sam.
I see.
He wasn't killing Sam. Like, that would be really weird.
You just have to change your name. What's your name? Show me your ID. Here, take my ID. It's like, I'm Shanika, and I'm Shanika.
Was Zodiac still operating in the
80s? No. I think that was happening when Ted Cruz was born. So I think that's the 70s, which makes that myth so much funnier. It just can't be him. It's just not him. But it is, though. But it is. So all of that was going on. But then also, he was targeting, like, black drug addicts and prostitutes. And mm-hmm. no one gives a shit about black women ever, especially when they're, like, poor. So
very Daniel Holtzclaw as well.
Exactly, exactly.
Just you find the most vulnerable people who can't report to the cops.
That's exactly it.
It's like, by criminal justice system trying to... I don't know. You just, like, by ignoring certain groups of people, mm-hmm. you're increasing crime.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally what you're doing. And then even if you don't care about people and don't care about crime, there are bodies to clean up and, like, be interned in, like, wherever they store bodies and stuff like that. There's just more money, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, like, if you can't reach out to people's hearts, reach out to their wallets.
Exactly, which is how this country operates in the first place. Like, public health and public safety is for the greater good in terms of the economy. So whenever they fuck that shit up, it makes no sense. But anyway, so he's called the Grim Sleeper because between 1988 and 2002, supposedly he went dormant or whatever, but he was still killing people. Like during the investigation, so he was convicted of killing 10 people, and then during the trial itself, investigators found that he had killed like 5 other people. One included during the time period where he was supposedly dormant or whatever, so he might have just been killing for mad long. In his home, there's, like, hundreds of pictures of majority black women with their eyes closed. And investigators have only... I think there's, like, 34 women who are still unidentified or whatever. And they're not sure if they're dead or sleeping or just unconscious in the pictures or whatever.
He must have been with them, though.
He was definitely with them.
Oh, my God.
But they don't know if they're dead or
not. Oh, my God.
So, as of now, he's killed... Investigators say he's killed at least 25 women.
Oh, shit.
Who knows? Because, okay, so he dumped the bodies on roadsides or in trash. So during the 1980s, dead prostitutes or whatever, people would find them. And almost all of the victims, even the ones who he's already been convicted of killing, were identified as Jane Doe's at first. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, like, their families would come or whatever, and they would know who it is or mm-hmm. whatever. But there's, like, mad Jane Doe's who could just... have been killed or shot by this man during the crack epidemic where other people were just getting shot. So,
and I guess I don't think he's ever going to confess to how many.
I don't know if he confessed to how many, but he did say, I think at some point he was like, I did it, whatever the fuck. So, yeah. Because he pleaded guilty. His lawyers were trying to get him, obviously, with a life sentence instead of a death sentence, mm-hmm. but... The jury suggested that he be sentenced to death. His attorney said something interesting, which was, like, totally just pandering off of the fact that he's black and stuff like that. But what he says kind of makes a little bit of sense. Mm-hmm. This attorney criticized the government for not spending any money at the time to catch him back in his heyday, because if they put in any money,
he wouldn't
have killed that many people. And he wouldn't be put on death row right now. And they're saying that there is money now, like, taxpayer dollars are put into him, like, dying or whatever.
Mm. When you could,
I don't know how much money it takes to kill a person on death row. Is it a lot?
It's a lot.
What, to keep them alive or just to inject them with that shit? How much do you think it is?
You gotta figure out how much prison fucking costs.
But also his attorney bullshit. But,
Yeah.
So it's like a weird thing now, like the families, this has been happening since 1985, it's 2016, this man just got convicted, and his attorneys are gonna fucking appeal, so it's gonna like last forever, like this man could be on death row forever, and it's just like bringing up like bad traumatic memories for the families,
yeah.
for the past like 30 years, Lucas.
So the average case without death penalty is going to run about 74, $740,000.
In total.
With the death penalty, it's $1.26 million.
What the fuck?
Why is it that much? I have no idea.
Oh my God.
I'm imagining it has something to do with for-profit prisons, to be honest.
Makes sense.
That's too much fucking money. Jail is stupid.
Okay. The cost.
Yeah. Real
stupid. Yeah. Let's just pay for this person to be in this space for the rest of their life.
Yeah. The cost of per year of keeping someone on death row.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone can end up on death row for a long time.
Yeah, really, really long time, yeah.
That's $90,000 per year.
Oh, my God. And that bitch, remember that bitch from last week was mad that inmate was getting $1,000 for his fucking hormones?
That wasn't that bitch's fucking problem. She has other...
Prisons in general are just flawed. But, yeah, so that's what his lawyer said. Jeez. And then I'd have a list of names or whatever. Not going to read them just for the sake of time. But there's mad people, and it seems like his youngest victim was 15. So fucking sad.
Oh, no.
Princess Bertholmew. And it seems like his oldest victim, someone he killed during his dormant era, was 43 years old. Yeah, it's just fucked up.
This makes me so sad.
Like, he didn't have to... Well, he's a terrible person. Serial killers are awful and monsters or whatever, but just the fact that the police actively ignored it, it's just...
Yeah. And it's, like, who he's targeting, and just the whole, like, oh, they're crazy. That's why they're killing people. But if, like, you think about, like who gets targeted in murders,
mm-hmm.
it's just, like, women, people of color.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, your biases, even if you are disturbed,
mm-hmm.
you're still using real fucking life biases to take out your...
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever your violence is.
Exactly. Or knowing that you can take out your weird, whatever, aggression on people who are already oppressed.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is, you know, you might be crazy, but you're not dumb.
Those are pretty serious charges. I mean, they're saying you had a really long relationship with your student. That he came to your house at CPS. Did you have an abortion? Did you have a baby with him? Were you pregnant?
Trigger warning for childhood rape and sexual assault. Teacher rapes student gets pregnant. So, in Texas, a woman named Alexandria Vera, 24 years old, teaches at a middle school called Stovall Middle School. She's an English teacher. Over the summer of 2015, she had this 13-year-old boy in her summer school class or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was flirting with her in the class. Flirting with her, asked for her Instagram page. For some reason, she gives it to him.
Yeah.
For some reason being that she's a pedophile.
But
then she, like, stops. She says that she tries to stop the flirting. Just tell him to go away.
Don't give him your
fucking
Instagram
put him in detention or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she denied his follow request on Instagram, which is like,
why'd you give it
to him in the first place?
So you could just watch.
So you could play hard to get. But you're a rapist. You're a rapist and you're a pedophile. So then turns out that he ends up in her English class in the regular school year or whatever, which is in August. And also she's known as, like, the cool teacher who lets kids, like, use their phones in class or whatever, and everybody likes her, blah, blah, blah. And she's, like, conventionally attractive. I guess we can put that out there, too. So he's in her regular class, continues flirting with her. This is all based on stuff that she's mm-hmm. told the police. And one day he doesn't come to school. So instead of calling his parents, first of all, I don't even know why she cared, because it's not like...
It's one day of school.
Exactly. And you're not the fucking homeroom teacher, bitch. You're just the English teacher.
Yeah, he could be
Let him be sick. Let him be sick. So, misses one day of school. Instead of calling his parents, she hits him up on Instagram. What in the fuck? That's so weird.
It's all fucked. It's all
she
fucked.
DMs him on Instagram or whatever, and they start talking. He asks for her number on Instagram. She actually gives him her number. And then she, like, goes to, I guess, his house to pick him up or whatever, drives him around a little bit, and they make out in the car. So she sexually assaults this 13-year-old boy in the car. I guess they flirt some more, and then someday she goes to his house to pick him up. I don't know why the fuck she went to his house, but they had sex. She raped him that day. And then from there on out, according to her, they had sex on a daily basis.
Wow.
According to everyone else, she raped him on a daily basis. At some point... So she actually met his parents at a parent-teacher conference prior.
Oh my gosh.
And they liked her as a teacher. And then, I don't know where the fuck, like, some more details need to come out about this, but she like, goes to his house, and he introduces her as his girlfriend. This woman's 24 years old. This boy's 13.
What the? And what the fuck? His parents responded how?
They liked her. They liked her. They welcomed the relationship. And at some point in January of 2015, or was it this year? It might have actually been this January. I'm sorry. She gets pregnant with his child from raping him on the daily basis or whatever. And according to her, his family, like, was excited about the child coming.
Did they? They knew?
They're also an abusive family.
Wait, they knew that this child, that the woman was...
Yes.
Oh, so yeah, they were definitely aided in the abuse.
Yeah, so...
What the fuck?
It's all really, really, that's really fucked strange. Up. It's all extremely fucked up. And so on this, like, daily basis thing or whatever, she was actually, like, taking him to her house, and they would, like... She would rape him at her house. She told her neighbors that... He was her brother.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, you're sus. Like, you knew it was wrong because you're lying. And then she would drop him off in the morning at his house so he could get on the bus and, like, go to school or whatever. Which is really disgusting because, one, you're raping a child, but you're also, like, hindering his education. Stuff,
yeah, I was
like
going
to
say, like, what about his fucking life? Yeah.
Exactly.
His friendships, like, meeting with. Yeah, because I imagine people like, oh, well, if the kid want. Well, one, it's sexual assault because
he can't consent, he's 14. Yeah.
And then it's just the idea that, you know, she was a hot teacher and he's like, getting it in. Mm-hmm. It's, like, really fucking up his life. Like, he's not interacting with kids regularly.
Yeah, his normal age and, like, learning to progress at a regular rate.
Yeah, you're taking
it's, like, in this
out.
Weird relationship with a grown-ass woman. Weird, disgusting woman who also herself has a 5-year-old child. So I don't know what the fuck was going on in that house. Like, was he, like, playing dad to his rapist kid? Really weird, really disgusting.
Yeah.
She's also the daughter of a police officer in Texas.
So she just gets very, the layers.
Yeah, and her dad was like, this is not why he was fired from the Texas Police Department, but he was like sanctioned or whatever because he had sexually harassed another female police officer while on the job. So everybody's all fucked and disgusting.
Yeah.
It is a really weird story. Yeah, as you said that, I came on the fact that, so she's not working as a teacher anymore, but she sells vacuum cleaners now. not sure what the fuck is going on in terms
where
of
everyone ends up.
Anything.
That's restorative justice right there.
But yeah, so she was pregnant in January of 2016 or whatever, and then... Child Protective Services, I don't know, hopefully it was one of the neighbors who was like, hey, there's this boy that's always here, called, and that's when she, like, terminated the pregnancy or whatever, but she also, they asked her if she was in a relationship with a boy, and she denied it, but now she's, like, open it about it and stuff, and then also police questioned the boy, and the boy corroborated everything and said there was, like, penis and vagina penetration. So right now she's facing a felony charge for continuous sexual abuse of a child and could face anywhere between 25 and 99 years in prison.
Wow.
Also, another weird detail in the story, another teacher in 2014 gave a child a lap dance. She was 42. She gave a 15-year-old child a lap dance in class, and everybody taped it.
What
at Stovall
hell?
Middle School?
What
the fuck
the
is happening
hell?
At Stovall Middle School?
What the hell?
Some really weird same shit. School. Huh? Same school.
What the
odd
hell?
Stuff.
I don't understand. It makes me think of, what was this thing? Oh, Top of the Lake. It's like a Netflix show. Mm-hmm. It's just a town where, like, there's just, like, a ring of weird, like, rape things going around, like, it's just like when, but it doesn't seem like an organized crime at the school. It just seems like, why are there these
no,
teachers?
Like a lot of weird stuff happening.
What about the atmosphere in this school is allowing this to happen?
I don't know.
Like, it's like the principal's like, yeah, we suddenly developed a very rapey culture here. Literally.
Okay, so two things. When I was looking at the local news for this story, like KTR, KT, ABC 13 or something like that, they were calling it teacher sex scandal when it's actually
a
teacher rapes a child.
Yeah.
And it just, like, brings up all the things where whenever it's hot teacher or hot older woman preying on, because that's really what they're doing, preying on a younger boy, it's like the boy, like, gets props or whatever, even though he should be in therapy.
Yeah, he needs help.
Because he's been sexually assaulted. But when it's, like, a male teacher raping a female student, it's called out for, like, the disgustingness that it is. That's just how, like...
mad stuff is.
That's how patriarchy hurts guys.
Yeah.
And how feminism helps guys.
Yeah, because in the situation of, like, adult woman assaulting young boy, calling it, like, oh, he's getting action or whatever, you're denying, like the woman, it's like the woman's sexual agency. Not that it's, like, agency, but, like, you're seeing her as just, like, this object who can't, like, she's not capable of rape,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's just like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, no, this woman, not capable, and that's letting that little boy slip through the cracks, and it's saying yeah. that... He wants sex. Like, that's what men want.
Yeah, from birth, apparently.
Yeah.
Because he's 13 years old.
He'd be gay.
Yeah.
You know, he might not... He doesn't know much about... Like, how... Like, the also the effects...
He doesn't know anything about anything. Someone
who doesn't know much about sexuality...
Yeah.
Is... Like, you're really... It's not like, he got it in. Really fucking this kid up deeply.
Yeah.
Oh, someone showed a picture. It's like the picture of like one little boy surrounded by like older hot women. Mm-hmm. Then it's like one little girl surrounded by older men.
Yeah.
And it's suddenly very, very scary.
Yeah.
And you're like, get that girl.
Both are totally weird. So then I found this story because I saw a meme that said, shout out to my nigga. why did this place cross out nigga but not the kid's name? Both should be crossed out, but well, I don't really care about nigga, but shout out to my nigga Bleep, the kid's name, not because he got his teacher pregnant, but because my nigga smashed with a haircut like that, and it like shows the kid, and he has like a dorky ass haircut. He's a dorky ass kid, but it's like it's very strange. Like, you're talking about, like, he should be praised for being raped because he's not conventionally attractive, but he's a kid, so why are you trying to find him conventionally attractive? Mm-hmm. All very, very disturbing stuff.
Yeah. Boys are taught shitty things young, like really young.
We all are.
Love boat to set sail for 8-day orgy on the Adriatic Sea.
8-day orgy cruise!
Feels weird after all that.
It does, but we got it.
It's exactly what I wanted to do with my time.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
So this dope ass Mexican adult hospitality firm called Original Group.
What an original name.
So stupid. They're using a Caribbean Airlines. Royal Caribbean Azamara Quest ship, which is a big ass cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hosting this thing called the Desire Cruise, setting sail from Italia. It's going to Italy, Croatia, Slovenia. I don't know anything about Slovenia. But anyway, it's just an 8-day sex, like, swingers fucking cruise.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like a sex, it's a swingers resort on water.
I don't know. How much, have you ever looked up cruise prices in your life?
I went on 2 cruises, but my parents have sustained me my whole life, so. Okay. But this does seem very expensive.
Yeah, it's like starting at $2,883.
Yeah, and that's per person, not per couple. Yeah. But it's a couples only cruise.
Yeah, and I think it's up $10,996.
If you want rolling the big leagues, which is like $20,000.
It's a lot.
For one couple.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's like wedding prices.
I don't know if I want to be on a cruise with people who have paid that much to be on this cruise. Something about it just seems very odd to me. Like, I feel like you also pay to hunt me.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the Purge. I was just thinking about the Purge when you said that. Yeah. It's
very strange.
No, I feel that.
But it looks like fun. There's going to be like intense icebreakers.
Suck his dick to get to Dome.
Or like
that's what I imagine.
Or just like a ring of people.
Pussy licking circle.
Exactly.
We revisit it. It's just like again.
You go around a circle licking people's pussies.
Oh my god.
And then it's just like the person you stop at, then you ask them like who they are.
Oh my god.
Musical pussy.
Musical pussy.
Wow, that's good. It would be nice if, like, before everyone got on the cruise, there was like some sort of like test, like for various STDs and STIs and stuff.
Nice and okay.
Yeah, that way you just throw condoms to the wayside. Because I'm pretty sure most of the people on this cruise are going to be of the older crowd, like the older swinging crowd, because they have so much money to blow on a fucking 8-day sex cruise. Yeah. So
they've been around.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Hopefully they're on, like, birth controls and stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully they have their swinger game on point.
Yeah, I think they do. I think these are people... So it's run by the people who also run the, like, Desire Resort in Cancun. There's, like, 3 different types of swinger resorts in Mexico or whatever. One is in... 2 are in Cancun and one is somewhere else in Mexico or whatever. So I think it's going to attract that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But just on water. So, yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I would go to a swingers party.
I would
Which
too.
I can. Yeah. He's got to find one. Apparently
they're hard. You have to, like, be invited or, like, join a group, and then some of the groups are, like, they have to, like, some, there are, like, some, like, queer people of color swinger groups where it's just, like, all-inclusive and stuff like that. But then there are some where it's, like, very, what's the word I'm looking for? They're, like, kind of superficial or whatever, so you have to, like, send a picture of yourself, and they have to, like, review you. Exactly.
Yeah, it's fuck that.
Yeah.
I also don't want to fuck you if that's how you're doing it. I don't want to fuck around you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to fuck with you.
I want to fuck with you, babe.
So, I would love to go on a cruise like this.
Yeah, hopefully more just exist.
For $5.
Oh my god. So just ride the D train in that case.
That's funny.
Just get on the train at a crazy night with five of your closest friends.
That's it for,
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Now on to
Fuck it. Our main topic of the day.
Exactly.
Our topic is summer hoe shit. When hoeing in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
What does one do?
What did last summer's hoedom consist of for you?
I don't remember last summer.
Yikes. It was lit.
I think that's when the caramel dick situation happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't good. Went to a lot of parties. Those are fun. Yeah, I wasn't people at parties.
Yeah.
I think most of the hoe stuff I experience happens in summers. Like warm parties when people are out. Yeah.
How about you? Being a hoe. One summer at my birthday party.
Oh my gosh. Was that? That was a summer.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
Man. Okay, because you're born on, I don't know if you want to, your birthday out there.
The 4th of July is my birthday.
Now I can, They'll find out. Identity.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I got very drunk at your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell my side and then your side.
Yeah, sure.
I started making out with this guy in the middle of the whole entire party.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anyone around. I remember him being taller than he actually.
The only ones there.
It was, and he asked if we wanted to like go inside or somewhere, and I was like, "Nope."
He was trying to fuck you in Akeem's house.
I guess so.
Wow.
I guess so.
Disrespectful. We don't talk to that nigga anymore. We have shunned him.
I was just like, I don't know what sex is. I don't know. It's before I had sex.
My side was, I don't know. I was just partying along or whatever, and I think it was like one of my friends who was like, "But do you see Shanika over there? She's getting it in. She's getting it in. You were just making out with that kid." And I was like, "Yeah, man, you go. I was just happy.
Aww.
You looked like you were enjoying it. So
it was fun. What I remember was great.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we later went on a date. Mm-hmm. It was awkward.
Last year, host summer for me. I guess that, me and Akeem were like, all right, let's be polyamorous right around June.
Oh, that's when it started.
So it all kicked off. It was the first hoe summer ever. Fucked a couple of people from different dating apps or whatever. Went to a couple of parties, got a little frisky. Hey. I think that my hoe summer ended episode 2, where I got way too drunk and followed that kid at that party.
I was there for that.
Yes, you were, yes.
That was a fun party, except
it was a really fun party. The party before the party before that, too, which is more so in the summer. Because that was, like, there was, like, a housewarming party, and then there was, like, a fall party.
Same place?
Yeah.
Was I there for both of them?
Yes.
Whoa!
There were two parties.
They turned into one party in my mind.
One really long party.
Yeah.
The first one, you didn't go with John. The second one, John was there. Does that jog any of your memory? You were just as drunk as me.
I guess so. Oh my God. It's merged into one event, and the main event was you. You and Vic Mensa.
Oh my God.
Which is, it's all right,
still
though.
It's still fucking. But yeah, that's where I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to be this person anymore.
Yeah.
Not for now.
You start to look in the mirror and you just, the facade crumbles, you know? You just really don't like yourself. But,
Oh, it's so sad. It got real dark.
That is, it was fun. That was also the summer that I went to Jamaica and told that story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a poppin' summer.
Yeah, there was a lot of hoe shit last summer. I don't know. I might take it easy. Might not do so much.
Might step up my fuckery.
Okay.
This is fuckery.
I'll be there to cheer you on.
Thanks. But we'll see how it goes. Because, like, I don't know. So, like, summer parties,
They're great. I love day parties.
Me too. Because I feel like
excellent.
It's like the same logic of like day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it when you have like the best energy. You haven't been doing shit all day.
Exactly.
And then like 8 o'clock, it's mostly over. You can go somewhere else, but you've had your time.
Yeah.
During the beauty of the day.
Yeah, exactly. It's light. It's warm.
Exactly.
You can see the people that you're trying to make out with. Day parties are a great time.
Such a problem.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we were once at a party and you were like, he told the guy I was making out, he's like, let me see your face.
Oh yeah, no, that's like, important. Nah, that is nah, important. Nah.
He was still there. He was still there.
Gotta look out for my homies, you know?
It's just like a, hey you! Just doing my strategy. Do you want to make out?
Yeah.
Don't discriminate. But at the same time,
oh,
I do.
It's just there's so much to offer there, you know, that you can pick and choose, you know? You have to go for the bad apple.
You're above that. That's so mean. I don't remember his face.
You're above that man. I remember his face. Wasn't great. I don't think you would be attracted to him.
I see.
Yeah.
Like, you're making a mistake. Based on what you like and what's happening.
Exactly. Based on the algorithms that I've read.
Trying to get a guy to buy me a drink once. It's getting real bold. And he was like, I just met you. I was like,
wow.
I was like, well. And I left.
That's when you, how did you get him to try? How did you try to get him to buy you a drink?
You want to buy me a drink?
Yeah, it can't be that bold.
I'm not
bland.
Good at it.
Can't be that bold.
It's just, yeah, because it's somebody's money.
Exactly.
But it's just like, I'm not
You gotta play up your lack of money or your like need for alcohol right now or something
yeah.
like that. Or just be nice and talk to him by the bar.
But it's just like,
or her.
Why am I at the bar with no money? Hovering.
You finish your drink and then you're still talking or whatever.
I see.
And then you make no, you don't look at the bartender, or the bartender's like, you want another one? You're like, nope. You just say no or whatever.
Nah,
and then
nah.
he realizes that.
And then he puts up his own money that he's most likely like worked for.
Exactly. Or you just be mad charming.
I fucking love like hot
summer drinks, are lit. Yeah.
Oh, the other day I had this like, it was like beet infused vodka with like ginger.
Wow, I didn't know beet infused vodka was even
it tasted
thing.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
It was like it was like a healthy like juice, but it was vodka. And it was
the perfect combination of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes healthy, but it's not.
White wine sangrias are lit during the summer. Margaritas, frozen margaritas are lit during the summer. Any kind of beer is lit during the summer.
As long as it's not an IPA.
What is that exactly?
IPA, it has a lot of hops. And hops are these things that give beer bitterness.
Okay.
So if it's high IPA, it's going to be bitter.
Okay. There you go. She's a bartender, guys, in case you don't know.
Oh!
Thought juice is also a staple of my personal summer.
What exactly is thought juice?
So Bud Light has a, not a brand, I get a brand of drinks.
Called thought juice.
Yes, they called it thought juice, no. It started off with the Limerita, which is disgusting. It's really bad. They're all terrible or whatever, but they get you drunk if you drink enough of them. And they
drink enough alcohol.
They taste good enough. Like, if you drink one, you're, like, kind of lit already, as opposed to, like, one beer where you're just like,
oh, that's nice.
Or, like, one glass of wine. One glass of wine. I start to feel it.
It can do a lot.
But, yeah, it's also really, really cheap. But, yeah, it started off with the Limerita, and from there they started to do several aritas. They have, like, the Mangarita, the Lemonarita, Strawberita, Raspberita. No, but they're all disgusting, though. They taste like shit.
But I love margaritas. So
they taste like, they taste like flavored 40s.
Oh.
It's nasty. Yeah. But,
I want them to be good because it sounds good.
I like the Limerita because I love crisp lime flavored things. Like, I like light
fruity
stuff.
Oh, like that
drink
you had the other day.
Yeah, that was really good. Don't know what it's called, but I love that.
I'll never go back.
It's
been there like 5 times.
The Aritas are like sugary ass versions of that type of stuff. Okay. Remind me of like when Four Locos were big. Did you have those?
I had one. It's just college is when I started drinking, and I had one Four Loco.
What did it do to you? Everybody has that Four Loco story.
It just wasn't that good.
Okay.
But I was all...
Those
I
were
was,
disgusting, too. They stunk.
I was in my,
they were
like,
so sweet for no reason.
Just get blackout drunk phase.
Hmm? People died because Four Locos used to have caffeine in them as well. So they just didn't know when to stop or whatever, and it was just like...
Just overdrink.
Yeah, exactly. People were dying of, like, alcohol poisoning. And then they took out the caffeine.
And then people
still
were getting
sold them,
tired.
But it was disgusting.
Like a really
they
bad
were
idea
gross.
It was a bad idea.
No, but else
we
is
were
weird.
Nasty.
The, like the.
I don't know how they got passed anywhere.
There's a lot that shouldn't be around, but mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mad vague, but I think it's very true.
My Four Loko story. Love lemon-flavored things. I think I had a lemon strawberry or some shit like that. I was just cursing Akeem out.
Oh, no!
Just throwing up in front of somebody's yard. Like, stop the car, I have to throw up. Bleh. Yeah, and then I was like, no more Four Lokos.
Yeah, it's like, what you're violently vomiting?
Yeah, that's something when you don't changes. Like that thing. That's when you don't like that thing.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a bad association.
Oh. Yeah, one time in Brazil, just drunken Sam stories, open bar Smirnoff only, came home, vomited in the shower, and my roommates were like, Sam, are you okay? And I was like, everything's fine. I was vomiting in the fucking shower.
Oh, it wasn't fine.
With my clothes on, like my pants
were
off.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're very drunk. Drunk stories are... That's a lot of summer. People are just getting lit. There's like sales. Like, people are... Summer Fridays. Like, it's encouraged to go out and be...
Drunk.
Fun.
Drunk and merry.
Yeah, I want to... Like, I really want to... My getting fingered at a bar, is it going to happen?
No, it's definitely
going to
happen.
I'm going to meet up...
It doesn't even... It could happen today.
I feel like... So, at like, parties... Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to, like flirt mm-hmm. with people and then keep the conversation mm-hmm. going. I think... Art of Flame was last week, right? Mm-hmm. It was, like, the guy who was very similar to John. Mm-hmm. The black John. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, the conversation just like stops after a while. Cause I'm just like, well, your dick is on my ass.
I think that when you're in a party, everyone should be in that mindset. Like, this is a party. Like, we're not going to get married right here, right mm-hmm. now. So after we exchange numbers or whatever, I can just go to the next person or whatever. Or it can be a very, like, if it does get very sexually charged, it can be the kind of thing where you're just like, you know, find me after this party's over. And
then go fuck afterwards.
Or if the party's ending. Yeah, I just got really into it.
It's just disintegrates into mumbling. So you just got...
Or if the party's ending, people are going home. So that's when it's like, you got to keep up appearances. Keep flirting until it's over. Or if you do want to just head out with that person, you could just be like, do you want to head out right now? Or go somewhere right now. Hmm. So.
Where do you go?
The bathroom.
Yeah.
Fuck Vince.
Like, oh, this is my friend's place? Let me fuck.
Yeah, wait, exactly.
She had two bathrooms.
She did have two bathrooms.
So it would have been fine.
One of them was a fucking bathroom. Like, for fucking.
Oh, okay.
Oops. That's what happens when you curse too much.
It's like, what kind of fucking do you mean? Like, you get real nuanced with your curses. Like, oh, I see. Yes, I guess I'm excited for all the fun, like, black people hosted parties for mm-hmm. and by black people in black places.
The next Everyday People is lit.
When is it?
Unless it happens on a Saturday, in which case we'll never be able to go. You guys could all follow I Don't Do Clubs. Here's another shout out to someone who we interviewed on our web series. We interviewed I Don't Do Clubs founder, Janice Jamila. And she's based in New York, but basically she has this blog and it tells you about all of these cool, fun black events. The crowd is usually like the young black professional or whatever. She's based out of New York, but she blogs about events that are happening all over America. So if you're in London, sorry, you're fucked. But yeah.
Take a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Spend your savings.
Here. Yeah, she has really cool events and stuff like that. So, or she promotes really cool events. So there's mad stuff to look forward to.
Yeah.
Mad free stuff. Henny Palooza is a big thing that people go to.
What is that?
Basically, you pay $50 and there's like an unlimited supply of Hennessy for the entire party.
Wow.
So
what
it makes
sense.
Like
Hennessy.
Hmm?
If you don't like Hennessy,
don't go to Henny Palooza, my friend.
All right.
Don't go to
Henny Palooza. Okay. All
right. That's another big thing that they do.
You're right.
Patron Fest is coming up.
That's so good.
just like pick an alcohol and make
a party.
Make an event based on it. Patron Fest is run by this guy who runs this other podcast, Cos Fox Fax, who has his own podcast about sex, love, and dating, but it's not from a black feminist perspective. It's from some Brooklyn from nigga. Some nigga from Brooklyn perspective.
No, it's from some Brooklyn from nigga.
That's how I feel about Brooklyn.
That's
people.
That's where Brooklyn is from.
Brooklyn people are Brooklyn, and the place is actually nigga on the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
Staten Island, Queens, nigga.
The Bronx.
The Bronx and Manhattan. Yeah. So there's that. There's Everyday
what
People.
What is that? Or is that like a...
Patron Fest?
Yeah.
That is sometime in July, I think.
That's fun. We have to do a party with the hoes.
What do you mean a party with the hoes?
Oh, we just go to a big party and be like, hey, we're going to be there. Check us out.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say too.
If you're not from New York City, I'm so sorry.
We are being very New York being City mad specific rude to right you, now.
But just know that.
But also, like Henny Palooza happens all over the country.
I see. What if I do a sex party?
Do it. Where would it be? In like, where apartment. Would the sex be held though?
In
like
the living room. I don't have that much space.
I mean, like, everyone's on the floor. In the hallway. Like, are there designated sex areas? Do you put down a tarp of sorts?
Yeah,
do
you, put down you have to bring some sort of blanket.
Okay.
Can't have jizz all over my house.
You can.
I don't want jizz all over my house.
Okay. You have to bring your own blanket. Speaking of that, sex on the beach.
BYOB. Oh, yeah. So, sex on the beach.
Yeah.
I've never done it. And I hear from some people that it's fun as long as sand doesn't get into your vagina. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, what are those hermit crabs? Those little things that you like. I had like class project where we would take care of like little hermit crabs. Mm-hmm. I don't want that in my vagina.
No.
They have like fucking like
that
pincers.
Could fuck you up. That could fuck you
that
up.
That could really fuck you up badly.
Wouldn't you feel it crawling on you though? Like how could it go directly into your vagina?
You know, it could.
Okay.
It could be.
It is in the realm of possibilities.
It could be just in its shell. Uh-huh. And it gets in there. And
our,
then
like,
it comes
wind
out.
Kicks it up and then it's like. Here's where I
yeah,
start my new home.
It starts. It's warm and moist here. I like it.
It reminds me of my old home.
The ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very spiritual.
Pussy wetter than the ocean. I've never had sex on the beach before.
I would. It seems like it would be fun. It's like things I like.
Mm-hmm.
Sand
water,
is fun.
Air.
Water. Air, sunlight.
Avatar.
Barbecues. Something in the Fire Nation attack.
Sex at a... Sex at a barbecue. Well, there's sexy things to do at barbecues.
We can't have a public sex party. Because
no.
Because
we can't.
It can't happen.
We don't have the rights.
It's illegal.
Oh, I was thinking about, like, hot dogs and stuff. We
like
just
penetrating
don't have...
people with hot dogs.
Oh, I was just, like, eating a hot dog. Mm. And, like, looking at someone in the eye like, yeah, yeah, I'm eating this hot dog. Or popsicles are also very big during the summer.
Party. What if it's a makeout party? What if everyone is making out in a public park?
But then what?
Just keep it there.
So it's like a flash mob.
You don't
case.
Need. You don't need anything else.
It's flash mob with making out.
Yeah,
a makeout.
Not really like a party.
A makeout mob party.
Oh, tell us about having sex in water, which is something I do want to do. I want to have sex in a pool this summer.
Oh yeah, you just gotta be. You can. Just the danger. It seems like fun, you know. Like mm-hmm. The idea seems great, but it's just the condom. There's not like. Even though you think it's a lot of water, but you're not actually lubricated.
No.
So it creates friction. Your condom is more likely to break mm-hmm. if you're condoming it.
Makes sense.
And there's also...
Like how your hands get all weird when they're underwater
yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah, and so your condom also gets as weird.
It becomes that prune.
Becomes your hand. That's why
all
it's
you
ineffective.
Have. That's all you have.
You can still get pregnant. Still work. Mm-hmm. I don't know why chlorine doesn't kill semen. But there's still a possibility.
Beginning of human life. It's got to be stronger than that shit.
You're right. Life must be stronger.
Yeah.
And then also, if you're having sex on the beach with, like, if it's a, like, a heterosexual couple, mm-hmm. you could get, like, suctioned into a woman's vagina. There's, like, several stories of this happening where, like...
It's what I've always wanted
works,
in my
but, like,
life.
The water recedes and just, it just, like, it's like, get, it's, like, airtight in there and you're stuck.
Wow, that's really scary.
Yeah, so just be careful, guys.
What if she, like, pulls back too hard? Does your dick come off?
It can't.
Does it snap?
It's like the Batman movie. It's just, like, here's what happens when an immovable object meets an unstoppable force. And
that's
it's,
exactly
like, if the dick
is.
Isn't going to move, but the vagina's not going to release...
You just stay with that
there?
Person forever. That's when you gotta get married.
In the ocean.
Yeah. Float away.
What the fuck is your life?
I know she was the one for me when we got my dick stuck in her.
Yeah.
When her pussy suctioned me and never let go.
Yeah.
I mean, she never let go. Never let go.
It echoes. Mm-mm. So, yeah, I guess that's it for like beach sex. Just gotta try it and see how it is and then report back.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, like a lot of public sex. I'm going to be on the lookout for some public sex.
Okay, like
just
where?
Just fun in parks, mm-hmm. on beaches, just at parties.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun. It's like, ooh.
Summer is like skirt season, you know.
Oh,
just slip
it's
those
so
panties
easy.
To the side or don't wear panties at all. You're
I
wearing
like
a skirt,
like
you get
pins.
Fucked. Okay, you just slip them to the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just feel like, because like if you're on the train and your skirt's short and like it just doesn't go, I just don't want subway.
Well, while you're in said activity, like you're mm-hmm. at your party or whatever, you just take your panties off, you put them in your bag.
Ah.
Then when you're leaving, either you have a backup
on.
Pair of panties mm-hmm. that are now dry because, or you flip those shits inside out so you're on the dry part. Because just
see.
Walking around in soggy panties is
it's
the
gross.
Worst thing ever.
It's
I hate
terrible.
It so much.
I'm sorry it happens to you so often.
Perpetually
but, you know.
Wet vagina. It's wet very right moist. Now.
It's moist.
Yeah, it is real wet.
What else? What else? What else? Mm-hmm. Summer ho clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I really just one
body day, suits are in.
But the body suits are like, I need stuff that lets my vagina breathe.
Okay.
I need just a.
Okay. Do you like tights?
Not in the summer.
Okay.
I just need just.
Okay. So you just like flowy things in general? Or, I feel like tights and stuff. I don't wear tights that are like up my. They're not giving me camel toe or anything. I think mm-hmm. that tights let my vagina breathe more than jeans and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I
it's
guess
like
so.
Loose cotton and stuff.
I suppose so.
So and then you don't wear a bra with bodysuits either.
I'm not going to be wearing bras.
Mm-hmm. I actually mean jumpsuits. I always mess this up.
Oh, I like jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Oh, so then there's no vagina problem there. There's a range of. Well, I don't want to get too deep into the bodysuit politics. There's just a range of bodysuits. I like them too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they look nice. Yours looks nice.
Thanks.
I want to just wear a body chain.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or like something like real skimpy. Mm-hmm. Like obviously like bra panties. But it's acceptable, chain. And then a body chain.
Yeah, especially if it's like a highly adorned body chain, because then you're just glistening the fuck
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Oh, go ahead.
Or like body stickers.
That's
like
exactly what I was gonna say. Ah. The flash tattoos.
Those are so hot.
Yeah, those are nice. Those are good summertime
it's
things.
It's like summer hoeing.
Yeah.
And everyone knows you're a hoe.
Yeah. She's got a bodysuit. She's down to fuck.
She's just with wearing consent. A necklace.
She's down to fuck.
It's a big ass necklace.
She's down to fuck. Summertime glow up where you just like have mad highlighter on your face.
I've
I want to really perfect that.
Ah, okay.
Summer.
That'll yeah. be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You'll glisten.
Yeah.
Summer sex itself.
Mm-hmm.
Sweat sex. Sweaty sex. It's hot and sweaty sometimes.
Yeah.
And also like my boyfriend, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets real sweaty at night.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheets are very sweaty on his
wow.
side.
Why does he wear a sheet? Oh, it's like he's sweating on the sheets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but also, I like to wear a blanket at all times.
That's when it's like one person in, one person out. Which yeah. happens to me all the time because I'm cold perpetually.
Fucks up my cuddling game.
Ah, yeah, it does. You know? It
it's
does.
Like, because you're so sweaty.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like that rude girlfriend that's like, we can't touch.
It's I like, live in the attic.
Oh, so it's even...
Yeah, and I took out my AC like a couple of years ago, so... Who knows sex. What's going to happen
hot,
this summer.
Hot, warm masturbation.
That's my favorite kind.
Oh, okay.
I like when the window is open and I can hear the street sounds and stuff like that. And there's like a breeze happening. And I pull up the shade so that people, in theory, could see me, but they can't. Because uh-huh. I'm on the top floor, but it's like, oh.
Risqué.
Get in my bed like that. Yeah.
That's nice.
My favorite kind of masturbation.
Is that a good scene there?
Summertime yeah, okay. masturbation. It's lit, fam.
The best time.
Yeah. That Do you have any goals other than getting finger in a bar? You have, like, a number goal, person
no,
goal?
No, I don't. I don't. It's going to be more about just... I think I will go to fun events with people. I just want to make out with 15 people. No, I'm just kidding.
That can be a
it's
goal.
It's a clear number.
Yeah.
But I just don't... That increases my likelihood of getting some sort of kissing
Mono.
Disease. I don't want that.
It's curable.
I don't want it.
Right?
I thought you just have to let it run its course.
I'm pretty sure it's something.
Oh, I thought you took antibiotics. Do I have any hoe goals for the summer? No. I literally have none.
Just gonna do what's best.
Yeah.
See how it works out.
There's nobody who's like carrying over who I want to fuck or who like carried over from last summer or anything like that. Although the hit ups have been happening and that's kind of annoying.
Mm.
Like, where the fuck did you come from? You haven't talked in months. You don't care what's up. You're trying
yeah.
to fuck.
So like,
just
hey,
say it.
Would you like to fuck me later?
Exactly.
Oh, right? Summer street harassment.
Is it more likely in the summer because guys are horny? Or because we're wearing less, or because there are more people out
I
to interact with.
All of those things. I think it's
multitude
of everything.
Yeah.
It just might be the summer that I like work on being like, fuck you, man.
Mm-hmm. I was going for a jog the other day. Yeah, I was wearing a large shirt. Didn't really look that, but it's not like I was like fishing for dick or anything like that. I don't think I looked
out.
That attractive or whatever
yeah.
at the time. But I like stopped because a red light happened and everybody was just like, ha, ha, ha. Why?
In cars?
With their horns.
By?
With their horns.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That's annoying.
I don't like it.
Let yeah. me fucking jog in peace without your bullshit
mm-hmm.
being in jail. Because it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. It does happen more often.
Mm-hmm. And I think that. So I think that people will do something like that under the guise of, oh yeah, you're being red, fit, yeah, I like that. You're keeping healthy. But I don't think you're going to honk at a guy who's jogging.
No, you're not.
And then also, you don't know if I'm being mad healthy. I wasn't going at that that fast of a pace or anything like that. I
never will.
I was speed walking, goddammit.
I feel like, yeah, it's just like when it's like, people are like, oh, I just said hello. I was just saying hi.
Yeah.
Do you say hello? Like, hello?
Do you say halal food to everyone you meet? Or is it just me?
It's not. It's just young women.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, sorry. It's like, what's the difference between me and the guy behind me? He's a guy that you're not sexually
attracted to. You have titties.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want to see those so titties as you run.
We all have breasts.
I don't want to see his titties as he's run. Society has told me that I want to see your titties and I should yell at you.
And what if you don't want to see my titties? Like, fix yourself.
Sometimes they don't want to see your titties. They just yell at you.
They just want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I got to run at 6 o'clock in the morning, but I don't wake up at that time.
But I don't do that.
Yeah, and I never will, so. It's going to get street harassed.
My only option.
All summer 16.
Yeah, so fuck that. Not so that's it for... Nice. Fuck it!
Now on to Fuck Me! Segment about our lives.
Wanna go first?
No, you go.
I don't have much. John and I have become a farty couple. We've been eating a lot of cauliflower recently. So it's gotten very smelly. It's gotten very smelly in the relationship.
Yeah.
A lot of just under the blanket farts. You air them out. It's like, whoa. So that's something new that's been happening.
Cheers, man.
It's a relationship goal. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, get to the place where you can fart in front of a guy. It's like, now we just fart together.
Mm-hmm.
There was also last night, I burped.
Were you guys not farting together this whole time?
Well, we're just both together. We're very gassy now.
Oh, so it's like a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not trying to fart at the same time, but it's mm-hmm. just we're farting in unison. we're just very gassy.
Man, those are bad days when that happens. Oh, like, no. When you're with someone who's just as farty as you.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
It's like, why does it smell?
Because it's cauliflower.
Yeah.
Cauliflower, you know, don't... I have a love-hate relationship with cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So this Wednesday, there's this guy who I took a class with, and he's real great, and I like him a lot. And I sent him an email. I was like, hey, I'd love to get you coffee. I know you're busy, because he is busy. He's doing some cool things in the TV world. And let me pull it up. It's like, I'd like to talk to you more about, like, trying to get into television, your career as a... performer, and etc. So it's very clear that it's supposed to be not, it's no way in any shape or form romantic at all, in any way whatsoever, at all, in any way.
But you would like it to be.
Yeah! And so on Periscope, no, it was Facebook, when we were Facebook broadcasting, people were like, touch his thigh.
People did say that.
The advice.
My advice was to touch his hand.
When he laughs.
Yes. When you laugh, you reach over. His hands are on the table, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And you just, you know, gently caress that hand. Like, oh, that's so funny.
Nice.
And then you're like, you hear this sound? That's the sound of your balls slapping against my ass later. Yes, no, maybe so.
Yes, no, you hear it too? Do you hear it? So, yeah, my concern is that, like, you know, he's a very busy person, and he's taken time out of his life to come see me.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to lie.
I don't want to be like, this fucking hoe is wasting my time.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be all that. I'm definitely going to ask him questions and stuff about things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just to talk and get to know him and his life and his work.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, yeah, I just got to touch his hand. And he's going to be like, this girl's hitting on me. I just don't want him to feel like...
I feel like that's a gentle enough hit on... For it to not be like you're weird and you're taking things too far or you're being unprofessional. You're just like putting a signal out there. If the signal is not received well, like you can read the social cues.
No.
You'll know. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It'll be fine.
Or if it's just confusion, pure confusion.
Well, my point is that you're never going to take it too far, you know?
No. I'm not going to touch his ball.
You're not?
I'm not going to take his dick out.
You're not?
Just suck on it.
Oh my gosh. It's like a weird moment in the cafe.
Finger him under the table.
Aimily finger.
The Starbucks baristas are like, again, oh my god. The fifth time this happened today.
It's the fifth time this happened in the past 5 minutes.
Yeah, people on really weird dates.
These business
really
meeting
weird
dates.
Business meeting dates, yeah.
That's my fuck me.
Oh, that's funny. My fuck me, I've not really thought about it. I mean, mine's all fucked up lately. It just happens from time to time.
Your mind's all fucked up.
Yeah. Like, I just go through really low lows sometimes.
Oh, no.
That's, like, happening right now, but who the fuck wants to hear about that? And then also, everyone I don't knows. Know how to talk about that yet. What's so happening? Instead,
what's wrong?
There's nothing wrong. I just don't. Stop! Oh, it sorry. Doesn't matter, Shiniko. Stop asking You're me okay. about myself. Jeez, You're okay. yeah, I'll be fine. Or I'll talk about it next week when I just like sort through process or whatever. Yeah. But in other news, been talking a lot to my ex-boyfriend Kardeem lately.
Hey.
Which is interesting because last I left off in terms of fuck me's, he was not talking to me at all.
Yeah.
Now we talk on a daily basis.
And you fuck.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we did fuck.
Sorry, I didn't know that was like a detail. Because I just felt like it's like no, you don't just talk.
Well, I mean, that's the majority of what we do. We don't fuck all the time. We've only had sex 3 times. Since
yesterday. We broke
oh, I mean, like, on 3 separate days. In, like, 1 day, it's been several times. Whatever. Anyway. also,
sorry. So sorry.
On this past week or whatever, he's, like, going through some rough things or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, trying to make a job change. So I was like, come over and we'll work on your resume and do some job applications and whatever. And he came over to my house for the first time.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was like, Mom, Dad, Brother, this is Kardeem, my friend. And I wasn't lying. And that's why I think it was, like, okay. Because I technically wasn't lying.
You didn't feel like you were lying.
Yeah, because I wasn't, yeah.
Even though it's a complicated friendship. Mm. He's really your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, but, like, do they need to know that?
No.
And it was nice. He, like, walked in the house or whatever, and he was, like, mad tall and stuff. It's just interesting to see people in different locations. Because you gauge how they look, and I'm like, damn, you're so tall. And then he was, like, talking to my brother about Grand Theft Auto or whatever. He had a really weird encounter with my dad.
Because
my dad was like, how are you? And then he just said, I'm amazing. But he said it like, that was his name.
I'm amazing.
Exactly. And then my dad was like, they were talking or whatever. And then it got silent. And I was like, I never told my dad this guy's name. So I was like, Dad, this is Kardeem, by the way. And then my dad just kind of stared into space. For like too long, and then he was like, oh, I thought you said your name was amazing. And everyone did awkward laughs, and I was just like, okay.
Well, he's gonna come upstairs now.
That's exactly
well, we're gonna leave.
That's exactly what happened. And then before, when he first came, my mom was in the shower or whatever, so then we went downstairs to like go talk to my mom or whatever, and it was real nice, and Mom was being, you know, my mom, she's like all savage, but also ditzy at the same time, but also really smart all at once or
she's
whatever.
She's great, I like her.
Yeah, they were just like bonding and stuff, and I was
aww.
Like, this is cute, this is nice. And then we ordered Chinese food. He oh, did yeah. one job application. Did we do anything else productive? No, we watched The Visit, and we had sex.
At home with your family there?
Yeah. It was really good sex, too. Like, really, really, really good. That's it.
All right.
That's it for fuck me. Now onto
fuck you. The segment about
your lives.
Your goddamn life.
Your questions, comments, concerns, and all that goody good stuff. Yeah. Today we have a call-in listener. Or a call-in speaker? I don't know. What do we ever
that's
say?
That's funny. Just today, calls into
listen. Today we have a call-in story from woo! Tiara. Tiara is 25, and she's going to talk to us about some stuff. What's up, Tiara?
Hi!
Hi!
I'm such a podcast nerd. I'm so excited right now.
She's a whore for us. She's a whore.
Yay! Yay! Okay. So, let's see. Not really sure where to start. There's this guy that I've known for a few years. We actually worked together, which is, I guess, the first part of what makes the story so bad. Mm-hmm. But he kind of liked me, but I really don't like to deal with people that I work with.
Fair enough.
We used to kind of talk a little back when I first met him, and then we stopped, and now we started kind of talking again. But it's nothing ever serious. Like, we never go out, and we never hang out or anything. I just see him at work, and then I go home, and he texts me until, like, 2 in the morning. But,
nothing serious.
It escalated.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just how it happens to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, basically all we really do is, like, we sex or we have snap sex. And
snap sex is fun.
Most of it's pretty, like, it's pretty normal. Like, oh, I wish I was here. try to do this and that to you. I'd be like, oh, baby, oh, baby. But, like, really, what I feel is very odd about it is that sometimes if we're, like, texting or snapping or whatever, and he says that he's about to come, I'm like, oh, okay, great, or whatever. I mean, I'm like, oh,
good,
you know,
whatever. Good job, man. Real nice.
Whatever I say, he's like, oh, but I want you to tell me that you love me when I'm coming. And then I have to, like, text him that I love him. And I think that's weird.
Yeah.
Because I don't actually love him.
Yeah.
And we've never, like, actually gone out in public together. We just exist at work when he's like, hey, do this for me, and at night on the phone. And I just think it's very odd.
And you've never told him you love him in real life, right?
Not, like, seriously.
Oh, like, I love
if
you,
like, around with, like, a, yeah, if you're, like, around with, like, a bunch of other guys, I'll be like, yeah, I love you guys, bye, but not...
Yeah. Not the way you tell someone you love them before,
like,
they come.
You like,
yeah,
like
but never
them.
Like,
yeah. She doesn't even like him either.
Yeah.
He's just, he's a hard person. He's just, you know, he's, like, 30-something, he's Italian, and he's just not mine, so...
So how do you feel about that? You just think it's weird, but you're just doing it?
Tell him.
Yeah. Like, you just go along with it, just so he comes?
I do just go along with it, because I'm like, it helps him.
Uh-huh. That's nice of you.
It sounds like role-playing.
Very, very odd.
Is it?
Like,
is the
never
whole,
happened before.
It does kind of sound like role-playing. Is the whole thing, like, you're in a loving romance in the role-play of the sex, or is it just, like,
very,
towards the
like,
end, he just is, he says that out of nowhere?
It's very, I don't know, like, the whole thing, when we're talking it out, it's all very intimate.
Ah.
So maybe that's just what gets him off. He
yeah,
gets off on intimacy.
Intimacy, yeah. He craves that.
Yeah.
I guess the I love you is just one
like
step too far for you.
He really needs a hug, you know?
Huh? Maybe he needs
I
a
feel
hug.
Like he really needs a hug.
Yeah, aww. He probably does need a hug. Or maybe he just wasn't told he was loved.
And that's what gets him off now.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Wow. Even seeing
it. How did that become my job?
You did it the first time, and you won't stop doing it.
Yeah, you consented once, and now it's the norm,
he
I guess.
He expects it from
now
you.
I have to keep doing it every time.
Unless, if it's making you uncomfortable, let him know that you can't do that.
Is it making
I'm
you uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
I just think it's a little odd.
Yeah. It's odd to me because, like, I've done that in person, but it is odd to me through text.
Specifically,
yeah,
as someone is coming, it does seem very.
Yeah, it is very specific. It's extremely specific.
I think I.
Does
personally...
he say he loves you too?
Yes.
Interesting.
So I guess I don't think it's that weird if it's like if it's just a thing like a fetish,
mm-hmm.
like an intimacy fetish.
Yeah.
And I think on his end, it doesn't seem that strange that someone would do that. But I guess it's the fact that you haven't talked about it and it hasn't been like directly communicated.
Yeah.
It's like the way that it just kind of came about and is happening seems to be.
Yeah.
What seems to be uncomfortable.
Have you talked about it outside of that? Like, hey, remember that time you asked me to tell? Dude, that's kind of weird.
Never mentioned again.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I want to, but then I don't know how to, like, approach it, and then I don't want him to feel like, subconscious about it, or conscious about it,
yeah.
Subconscious, wow.
Self-conscious,
oh, you know me so well,
sir. yeah, because I would just be like, hey, man, remember that time you asked me to tell you, that I loved you? That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how
you're
going to
be like,
it
which time?
All the time.
Are you like last time or the time before that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you have to figure out what you would get out of, like what you want out of the situation. I think that can define how you approach it if you do plan on approaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want him to stop, then I feel like that like it'll inform how you go for it. But if it's just like if you want an explanation, it's like I just want to sit down and talk to you about this.
Yeah.
What's this about? Just curious, not judging, not whatever. I think it depends on what you want.
Yeah. But will you
I feel
do
like
that?
That's something I feel like it's something I want to do.
Okay. Yeah, and then let us know, because
like,
that's mad interesting.
And I think if you approach it that way, and just be like, I'm just curious where your head is, because this is not something I've experienced before, and I just want to know, you know, what you get out of it and why.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll fall in love with him.
Yeah, and he explains his entire history or whatever.
And you're like,
he wasn't loved as a child, and you're like, I just want to give you love,
I'll
man.
I love you now.
Yeah, exactly. A better love story than Twilight.
I love Twilight.
Wow, I love Twilight.
Me
sorry,
too.
Guys. Are you going to shoot me now? What the fuck?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Tiara.
Welcome.
Bye.
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 That's it for the Inner Uprising.
It's been great, guys. It's been real great. Hope you have a happy whole summer.
You sure?
I'm just so hungry. That's what it is.
Gonna die?
It's been real good, but
I understand.
Hope you have a happy ho summer. Please update us on your the lituations you get into.
Yeah.
Even if they're small lituations.
Yeah, send us party invites. We got invited to a party next time.
Yeah.
Sunday. Queen and Jay of the podcast Tea with Queen and Jay are hosting a Juneteenth party. Juju, it's going to be on June 19th,
yeah,
which is Emancipation Day or
something.
Slavery ended.
Somewhere.
Black history.
Black history.
But yeah, it looks lit and they're cool, fun ladies. So I'll just put that in the description box or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's called the Come Up Juneteenth Day Party. Shout out to Tea with Queen and Jay.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys have any parties or whatever that you'd like us to attend.
Yeah, let us know. We'll go.
Yeah.
I'll hoe it the fuck up. I'm so ready to wear no shirt. One necklace.
I'm not wearing a shirt right now.
Neither of us are.
We're all naked.
All three of us are naked.
We're about to have sex.
Yeah.
We're about to have sex. Please, guys, write into the podcast.
Yeah, send us your stories.
Send us some questions, comments, concerns, sciatupodcast@gmail.com. Review us on iTunes, please. That's really cool. That lets other people know that you listen to us, so we get new listeners and stuff. You post us on SoundCloud, comment, yes, do all of those things.
And follow us on all the places.
Yeah.
Twitter, slam_pow.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, slam_pow.
Mm-hmm.
Periscope, slam_pow.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube.com/slampowproductions. Facebook, slampowproductions.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me at Shanika Powell on Instagram. I post a lot of pictures of myself. On Snapchat, Volcano Vulva, a lot of pictures of my legs and the mundane shit that I see at my office, because I get real bored at 8:30, and I just have to go there mentally. Sammy Little Rob.
Oh, sorry.
You can follow Sam.
SlamRid, Instagram and Twitter. That's SlamRidd. Follow me on Snapchat, SamAnnerz. That's all I do. Yeah, that's it.
Woo!
All right. And follow me on Facebook so that when we do our weekly Facebook segment before the podcast, you can watch it. But don't add me because I don't like you.
Oh,
not that
you can
much.
Follow me, but don't add me either.
Oh, yeah. My Facebook is the same as my Snapchat, SamAnnerz.
So that's it, guys. I'm going to leave you off with a little something
sexy. Sexy.
This is me. You understand? No, I'm not a woman. No, I am not a man. I am Octavia. I am here, and nothing can push me aside. Nothing can change what goes on in this world. This world is for me too, honey. And they have to understand that. I have a right to be here just like everybody else. See, their problem is they don't want you to know about me. Because first of all, I get too many dicks hard.